Australia. How you gone? It's NBA Australia. That's right, man. It is your favorite daily NBA podcast for all things NBA and Australia. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Jurong Guys NBA podcast. And I'm currently hanging out in a freezing cold Alariama Studios here in New York City, New York, watching the snow fall in front of my eyes from the sky. Can you believe it? And that's right, I'm here giving you a heads up on all the best NBA junk. Who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. It's just what we do on NBA Australia, I'll tell you. It's just what happens. Today, we're wrapping all the NBA games from yesterday, all four of them. Plus, we have our mid-season power rankings. Power! Ultimate power! Who's smashing? Who's crashing? And who besides Aaron Aflalo is bashing? Well, I mean, Chris Paul's trying to as well, huh? Anyway, we've also got the usual dumbassery. It's like, yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And it's Wednesday, so we have the Mark Bradke, sweaty white guy of the week. Great moments in NBA Australia history. And as we do every day, we check on in every Australian NBA player and see how they're doing. Plus, we're going to preview all of tonight's 10 NBA games. All of them. Unbelievable. Not bad, bro. Not bad, eh? And we'll finish it off with everybody's favorite. Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Just NBA Australia, mate. Let's get to it. Let's do it. The worst of
this. Watch out for the Shaq attack.
All right, man. You better watch out for the Shaq attack because it's the whip around. We're going to whip around all of the stuff that happened yesterday in the NBA. And you know what we did on Tuesday, right? It was like, talk about the games, but get to the fights. Well, how about some more fights? Because, you know, we should check out every day in the whip round. Yo, was there any fights? And guess what? Last night, there was. Yes. More fights. NBA fight night continues. Because in the Magic beating the Wolves 108-102, Aaron Aflalo just out there like Rocky swinging with the big right hook. Threw a massive right haymaker at Belicha? Nah, anyway, whatever, big belly over there. And both got kicked out after Belly put him in a fucking headlock. After Aflalo missed with that right haymaker, Belly's just like, what the fuck you doing? The fuck is you doing, little man? Trying to knock block off? Get the fuck out of here. I snap neck like I do to Siberian bear. Belly, man, just put one big fucking paw over his shoulder and Aflalo was D-U-N. Done, son. Holy crap. Hey, here's a question. What's higher? Aaron Aflalo's field goal percentage for this year or his landed punches percentage? Holy shit. Man, he didn't even get close to it. Like, I mean, I get the Belly's tall, but Aflalo didn't even get fucking close, mate. So anyway, they both get tossed. NBA, man. Fucking fights every night. Loving this. Fucking straight punch-ons. It's like fucking behind the bike sheds at Ballarat High School, mate. Fuck yes. Me versus Clinton Brennan. Bring it on. Anyway, 32 for Evan Fournier as the Magic upset the Wolves. 18-6-6 for DJ Augustine. 10-16 for Bismack Biyombo. Is Big Mac. Bismack. And the Wolves, Jimmy Butts, had 28 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. Continuing apace with his MVP top 5 candidacy, I guess, over there. Wigo and Cat, not as great. 9-15 each. Big Cat still had 15-12 and 3 blocks, though, because he's really fucking good at basketball. But the big game for the night was the overtime game in Boston. Dude, Boston kids, you see the Pelicans come in there, dude? Dude, they just totally rolled the fucking the Boston Celtics there, kid. Come on, the Pelicans. Jesus, 116-113 in overtime. How is Anthony fucking Davis? Holy shit, the brow. Just checking out the facilities there, apparently, according to all the Boston fans. Like, he's just going to come sign with us, dude. Come on, don't worry about it. AD with 45-18. Talk about that a little bit later with the rest of it. Boogie, 19-15-5. Just a lazy 19-15-5 for Boogie. Missed all of his threes though, poor Boogie. Drew Holiday, sneaky, 23-7. And also a bit of a revenge game for Rondo there too. But not really. He only had 7 points, 8 rebounds. What are you going to do? Good job, Rondo. Just coming in there. I wonder if Rondo knew of any secret tunnels into a fight the Boston Celtics... guys in the locker room. He's just like, man, I'm going to hate all these dudes. I'm going to fight every single one of them. Let's use this secret tunnel in the Boston Garden that Red Auerbach used to use to, I don't know, bring in hookers for like Havlicek and co. Probably not Havlicek. He was a pretty nice dude, I guess. But still, whatever. Rondo with 7 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. Good on you, Rondo. Not bad return game. And how about Boston? Kyrie had 27, hit the layup to get it to overtime. Horford had 14 and 9. Max Smart had 16 points on 14 shots and a very ill-advised classic Marcus Smart 3 to try to win it. No good. Bangers, only 19 minutes. We'll talk about him in the Australian player whip around. But how was that? Pelicans beat the Celtics just days after beating the Knicks in New York. Also, I believe, in overtime. Holy moly. Pelicans. Brutal. Mavs go into Denver and lose 105-102, but they came all the way back from 20-plus points down. All thanks to Dennis Smith Jr. Just fucking chucked it into overdrive in the fourth quarter there. Ended up with 25 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds. But it was the Joker. Yes, Nikola Jokic had a massive one. 29 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Unbelievable. He had a double-double by halftime. It was unreal. How about Gary the Dartsman Harris, though? We call him the Dartsman here at NBA Australia because his name is Gary Harris. Not sure if he's a basketball player or if he's a professional dance player. Anyway, Harris had 25 points on 14 shots. Jesus, efficient much? But not only that, he threw in 4 steals, 4 assists, and a block. Holy crap, 8 of 14. Unbelievable. Good on you, Gary the Dartsman Harris. Jamal Murray stunk in this one, but man, the Mavs, it was Dennis Smith Jr. and not much else really. I mean, Harrison Barnes had 17, whatever. Yogi Ferrell had 13, Devin Harris 16. They're the Mavericks' patented 27 point guard lineup apparently didn't get them all the way back. It's a tough one, I'll tell you. And then the final game of the night last night, Suns 111 lose to the Blazers 118, and they had a chance to get this back at the very end because Devo Booker turned into a motherfucking human. He turned into the human torch, basically, at the end of the fourth. Scored 14 points, basically, in, the last 4 or 5 minutes? Holy shit. Ends up with 43. God damn, with 8 assists and 6 rebounds. Goes 14 of 29 from the field. Holy shit. Just went at the fucking Blazers. And Blazers just had enough. They held on. A lot of it was thanks to a Nurkic just sort of put-back dunk that was a settler. They really needed that. So the Jesus Christ, the Blazers needed that one. They're 23 and 21 now. That leaves them basically sort of sitting sort of above, kind of, but not really. They're above the Clippers, but they're behind the Pelicans and equal with the Nuggets. So it's a rough one there for 6, 7, 8, 9 in the West. But anyway, good job, Blazers. Siege had 27, CJ McCollum. And Dame, Dollar Dame, y'all, 31 points. 5 rebounds, 7 assists for Dame. Not bad. Even little Baz Napier had 11 and 6. Because of course he did. Anyway, that's good. That was 4 games. So it's just as well we're punching through this because we've got a fuckload of stuff to talk about today. So let's do it. Let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
That is a fucking knife, Anthony Davis. It's also a goddamn giant eyebrow of yours, but still, oh Jesus. How is that, man? After beating the fucking Knicks in New York, Anthony Davis just goes, not done yet, mate. Not done. Look at my giant eyebrow. I'm going to take this up to Boston. He was shipping that eyebrow up to Boston just to beat the goddamn Celtics with 45 points. Oh, geez. Not bad. Not bad. But not only that, that's back-to-back 40-point games. Back-to-back 40 and 16, at least 16 rebound games as well. Holy shit. So he had 45 points on 34 shots. That's 16 to 34. Misses all of his threes. Bit of a shocker. What are you going to do? Still, 13 to 15 from the free throw line. 16 rebounds. 16! Did you say 6 steamed rebounds or 16? I said 16. I'll take 16 rebounds, please. Not 6 steamed rebounds. 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. Unbelievable. But how's his last 3 games? 36 points against the Blazers, 48 against the Knicks, and 45 against the Celtics. And Davis just catapulting himself into the old, MVP conversation there. And if the Pelicans can actually fucking string some wins together and like maybe they're currently, sixth? If they can push past the Thunder and actually sort of take it to that next level, the Wolves and the Spurs, and maybe we could be talking about the end of the year, huh? What do you reckon? So apologies to Devin Booker with his 43 points and, man, even fucking Joker with his 29 and 18. But, man, Anthony Davis, when you drop back-to-back 45-point games and it's basically in New York and Boston, that's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate? No mates today. Who's got no mates today? Well, holy shit. It's still Austin Rivers, isn't it? Because everyone spent an entire fucking day talking shit about him yesterday and going, hey, you know what? Yeah, I can kind of see Chris Paul, Trevor Ariza, and James Harden and Gerald Green's point of wanting to beat his ass. Because, look, to be honest, I kind of want to beat his ass as well. And Clint Capella's like, hello, bonjour. I'd like to beat the piss out of Austin Rivers. And had the door slammed in his face as everyone like had the sneak attack through the other tunnel and shit. Man, Austin Rivers copying it from all sides, deservedly. Especially when you've got even Paul Pierce jumping on the ESPN's The Jump with Rachel Nichols yesterday and going, yeah, everyone kind of fucking hates the coach's son, huh? And you're like, oh yeah, I get it. So there you go, Austin Rivers. You're still old mate Nomos today. Let's see if you can back it up with another one tomorrow. I love it. Anyway, speaking of weird sons, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Now, Lonzo is dealing with his left knee. What is a little bit of a strain? Had his MRI, came up okay. So he might be resting against in the Lakers game tonight against the Thunder. Maybe, who knows? But who was better than Lonzo Ball last night? And look, conventional wisdom might say Dennis Smith Jr. with his 25 points, 5 assists and 2 rebounds. Hell, I could even say Jason Tatum with his 10 points, and he should probably just get in here just for what he did to Jrue Holiday. Shook him out of his bones, baby. Jason Tatum fucking just out there shredding motherfuckers. But there was a little known player in Orlando last night who took it to the Wolves. That's right. He's a 25-year-old Canadian rookie out of UNLV. Motherfucking Cam Birch! Let's get some Cam Birch up in here. Holy shit, Cam Birch. Dude had 8 total NBA points before this game. And you know what he did to the Wolves? He whipped out his big old Cam Birch wang, whomps it on the table and goes, bam! How you like that, motherfuckers? I'm gonna get 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks in only 19 motherfucking minutes. Everyone's like, damn, Cam Birch, that's a big old wang. Fucking hell. So Cam Birch goes out, basically beats the Wolves by himself. Everyone's like, who the fuck is Cam Birch? Including me. So there you go. Cam Birch, with your 20 and 12 and 4 blocks, you've completely like obliterated your career highs in every statistical category. You had 8 total points in the NBA before last night. Unreal. So that makes you better than Lonzo Ball for today. All right, here's hoping that Lonzo comes back tonight, though. Don't know how big his wang is compared to Cam Birch, but I'm going to guess it's smaller. Just saying. All right, let's get to, Nas, right after, let's say this one. NBA Straya, yeah, Nas. This is where we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. It's yeah, nah. So, first up, we should all be allowed to fight Austin Rivers. Well, I mean, this is obvious, isn't it? Yeah, nah, yeah. If you see Austin Rivers on the, like, on the court, on the street, I'm pretty sure it legally it should be fine just to punch him in the back of the head. In the front of the head, side of the head. Just like, fucking bang. Punch on, Austin Rivers. See ya. One, two, what is it, the old... Left, right, good night. See ya, Austin Rivers. See ya. That's a definite fucking yeah. We should all be allowed to fight Austin Rivers. Number 2, it's very gracious of Isaiah Thomas to decline the Celtics' offer of a video tribute on February 11. Yeah, nah. Nah. Oh, what? I mean, it is sure. I mean, it's definitely the right thing to do. So Isaiah Thomas yesterday said, I'd like to thank the Celtics for their gracious offer to play a video tribute on February 11th, celebrating my 3 years in Boston. But since it appears this has caused some controversy with Paul Pierce's night, I'd ask the Celtics instead to focus all their attention on 34's career. On the surface, this seems nice and gracious, But at the same time, isn't it kind of pissy? Since it appears that this has caused some controversy, I mean, it has, motherfucker. Paul Pierce played there for like a fucking 14 years, won a championship and a finals MVP, and is getting his jersey retired. You were there 3 years, and yes, you were fucking amazing last year. But at least, like, it's not like he was insisting on the video tribute, though. So let me get this straight. He didn't go out there and go, you got to play my fucking thing. But it's still very, a bit pissy. He's like, but since it appears this has caused some controversy, he's just like, hey, man, fuck it. I don't need this. Paul Pierce was much more important to the old Celtics than I was, even though I had some great times. They can play this fucking video tribute next time I'm there. What up? I'll probably be there in the fucking playoffs, dude. That'll be way more important and sick. And that's kind of what I'm about here. You know, he was there 3 years. Paul Pierce, much longer. Seems gracious. Not entirely sure if it's right there. Anyway, come on, look. You know the city loves your little guy. You'll be fine. You'll get the video tribute next time. This is a tricky one. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, nah. I think it's kind of gracious, but I think it's also a little bit pissy. What are you going to do? How about another yeah, nah? Well, according to ESPN, the Golden State Warriors were screaming in discomfort, and Kevin Durant said, man, they got to do something in the queue. Somebody called Bron, because the Golden State Warriors, after their game against the LeBron James Cavaliers over there in Cleveland, had no hot water in the showers. The yeah, nah is LeBron James definitely pranked the Warriors by making sure there was no motherfucking hot water for their showers at the Quicken Loans Arena on Monday. Yeah, nah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. This 100% fits his passive-aggressive MO, doesn't it? Holy shit, that is unbelievable. That is fucking perfect. Of course LeBron pulled, like, you know, he's just sitting there on the side just going, what is it, hot, cold? Yeah, we're going cold. And you know that LeBron knows where all the fucking, like, plumbing dials and shit are in that goddamn place. Nice one. And how about a quick extra yeah now? Will the Cavs make it out of the second round of the playoffs? Quick one. The Cavs are 0-5 against the top six teams in the West and 1-6 against the top three teams in both conferences. The only win was against Boston, where Gordon Hayward shredded his ankle. Will they make it out of the second round of the playoffs? Yeah, nah. Look, not the way they're going at the moment, I'll tell you that much. We'll get to that later in the season, but Jesus. Anyway, time for our mid-season awards, and it's the unpopular opinion of the day. It's a very extended one. Let's do it. Let's do the power rankings at number. Let's do it. Number, what do you reckon? Let's go from the bottom. 30, your Atlanta Hawks. The 12-31 at Atlanta Hawks. And by God, they are horrible. Las horrible. Speaking of Las horrible, number 29, the Orlando Magic. Ugh, ugh. They're just fucking gross. They beat the fucking Wolves. No one expected that. But still, what are you going to do? Come on, Orlando. They've lost So they've 2-8 in their last 10. Jesus, Orlando. Sacramento, they're tanking. The tank is on. Let's do it. Embrace the tank. You got to do it. They've lost 5 in a row, Sacramento. So they're at 28. 27, the Lakers. I mean, they had won 4 straight, but that was after they lost 7 straight. So Lakers, you sit there at 27. The Grizz are at 26 because they just beat the Lakers. And if you just beat the team ahead of you or behind you, there you go. You're above them. So 26. Phoenix, 25. And kind of maybe rising a little bit. Jay Triano is kind of like doing some good shit. They've lost 3 straight, but I mean, they kind of just look a little bit friskier than expected. They definitely could have rolled over and fucking died last night against the Blazers as well. They were getting their ass beat too. So anyway, number 24, the Hornets. Oh, gross. Number 23, Brooklyn. Ah, yeah, what are you going to do? 22, the Jazz. God damn, they suck at the moment. 17 and 26, man. Jingling Joe, mate. You got to pull this together. Number 21, Dallas. The Mavs, they're 15 and 29, but they're 6-4 in their last 10. And I feel like a lot of that 15 and 29 came in that, the first 6-7 weeks where they were just fucking atrocious. 20, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City, 24 and 20. Yeah, they're looking all right, but geez, a bit of a swoon. They're not quite in that next echelon at the moment. I'll throw that at the Zingers. Feet, I reckon, right there. What do you reckon, Zinger? I reckon this.
Extreme Zinger meal.
Of course. All right. And what about, who's at 19? Let's go the Detroit Pistons of Detroit. 22 and 20. They have started off great guns, but by God, they've been atrocious lately. Watching that fucking Hornets-Pistons game the other day was just Oh, masochism, man. 18, the Chicago Bulls. The 17-27 Chicago Bulls. I mean, sure, they're 5-5 in the last 10, man. Out there crushing. Crushing it. And they just look like, who would you rather watch? The fucking Bulls, the Pistons, or the Hornets? Give me the Bulls every day. 17, the Sixers. They're just so up and down, man. It's tough. The Clippers, speaking of up and down, they're holding on, though. In that ninth spot, 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 5 straight. God damn. Blake's back. Come on, man. Let's get this MVP Blake case going. Win me some money. The Pacers at 15. Yeah, they're looking good. Denver at 14. So remember, I kind of feel like, so with my power rankings, I would just be like, who could the next team beat the team above them or not? Would the Clippers beat the Sixers? At the moment, yes. Would the Pacers beat the Clippers? Probably at the moment. Would Denver beat the Pacers at the moment? Yes, I reckon. Would the Blazers at number 13 beat Denver? I'd probably say yeah. And number 12, the Pelicans. Man, after last night, I kind of want to bump them above the Wiz and Bucks, who are 11-10. The Bucks did just beat the Wiz. That's why they're ahead of the Wiz. But the Wiz have been surprisingly okay. But still, man, they're just so fucking weirdly up and down. Can you just go 8-2 just for a stretch, Wiz? Just give me that. Give me that. So Wiz, then Bucks at 10. So top 10, we'll go the Bucks. Number 9, we're going to go the Thunder, 24-20. Speaking of inconsistent, Jesus Christ, Rusty. But, you know, it looks like they're sort of pulling it together just a little bit. Still 5-5 in their last 10, only 24-20. I'd really like to see them make a fucking concerted push. And this is the point where they're meant to be doing it, but they keep dropping shitty games. Stop it. All right. Number 8. Yes, the LeBrons. The Cavs, 26-17. I feel like number 7, the Heat, and their death squad at the moment would beat the Cavs, wouldn't they? The Cavs are fucking atrocious at the moment, mate. I don't know why we're pretending otherwise. They've lost 4 straight. Jesus. 2-8 in their last 10. They've lost like fucking 8 of their last, what, 11? God damn it. Anyway, so Cavs are at 8. 7, that's the Heat, because they are the fucking death squad at the moment. 8-2 in their last 10. Jesus, looking good. Fighting James Johnson. Hassan Whiteside's healthy. Well, he's back at least. Spurs at 6. I don't know. They lost to the Hawks. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're just still very good, which is why they're in the 6. But number 5, the Wolves. They've just looked fucking impressive. I mean, of course, they lost to the fucking Magic last night, so that might be enough to bump them under the Spurs, but Jesus. Yeah. 29-17 for the old Wolves over there. Why are you losing the Magic? And then 4, we got the Raps. Yeah, makes sense. Number 3, the Rockets, 30-12. With Clipper fights in there, they should almost be number 1. And number 2, we got the Celtics at 34-11. And of course, the coward, Kevin Durant and his Warriors at 36-9. There you go. How's that for some power rankings? Feeling good. Feeling good. That top 4 is pretty obvious, isn't it? Warriors, Celtics, Rockets, Raps. With the Spurs hanging in on the edge. Makes sense. All right. So let's get to... It's Wednesday. What do every Wednesday? We add to our Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. And today we add... The sweatiest of the sweaty. Omar Asik! The Big Turk. Omar Asik. Dude looks like he has someone following him around all day, every day. And whenever he looks like he's drying out, someone they just tip a bucket of water on him. That's how fucking sweaty this guy is. Seriously, dog, how can you get so sweaty of 2 minutes of court time? It's remarkable. No wonder you can't catch the fucking ball. Your hands are too fucking wet. You're soaked. What are you doing? What are you doing, Omer? Can you imagine sitting next to this guy on the fucking bench? Jesus, Omer, can you put on some more deodorant and put down a towel? I'll fucking slip it over here. Come on. Anyway, so, man, New Orleans should have probably fired Dell Demps like 3 years ago for Omer Asik. He's appeared in 11 games this year. And he's getting paid $58 million across his 5 years of the contract. Still got 3 years to go on that, just saying. He's played 85 minutes all season, averaging 1.2 rebounds in those 7 minutes of games that he's played in. Jesus. Anyway, very sweaty, very white. Welcome, Omer Asik, to the Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. You deserved it. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this one. All right, NBA Australia, the Australian Player Watch. This is where we whip around and check out every single NBA Australian player. Ben Simmons hasn't played lately. He plays next on Thursday against the Celtics again. They just played against the old Celtics in London. So let's see how you go. Big Ben Simmo, Patty Mills, he's here in NYC for the Nets. tonight. Let's try to hang out, baller. What do you reckon? He was in the NYC NBA store as well yesterday, signing autographs and stuff. I didn't get down there because I was waiting for my dog to be dropped off. What are you going to do? Jinglin' Joe Ingles has the Kings tonight. Needs to get back on track, both the Jinglin' Joe Jazz and Jinglin' Joe himself. Dele and Thon McCurr, they play the Heat tonight. The old Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee. Aaron Baines lost to the Pelicans last night. He had 19 minutes, 4 points, 6 boards, 1 dime, 3 fouls. In 19 minutes, that's not fucking bad, eh? Celtics use Horford, Morris, and Danny Theis on the big guys as well, Baines. And you kind of wonder, like, shit, they lose in overtime. I feel like you could have had some more Baines in there. He only had 3 fouls. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Didn't see much of him. Bit of a shocker. Anyway, Celtics 25-8 when Baines starts, so that's not too bad. Andrew Bogut, still no team, sitting on the couch, fucking about on Twitter and getting paid, son! An inspiration. And how about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh yeah, but still getting some shots up now. Hope you come back soon, Dante. And the final part of Australian Player Watch, Kyrie Irving. How'd you go, fella? Well, he had 27 last night against the Pelicans, as mentioned. Not bad, not bad. And hey, so because it's Wednesday, we always do. What do? Great moments in NBA Australia stat history. And how about when at this time, 12 years ago, Andrew Bogut set a then career high of 27 points, backed it up with 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 blocks in his second year for the Bucks. Not bad. Took old mate Emeka Okafor to school. That's a hell of a line, man. 27, 11, 6, and 3 blocks. Jesus. Welcome to the club, Big Bogey Man. That's a great moment in NBA Australia history. All right, let's get to the game previews for today and whip through it all straight after the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board after this one. Oh, right, NBA Australia. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. So what is he tweeting out? Well, he tweeted out the NBA store, the fact that the at Spurs guard, Patty Mills, is signing autographs in the NBA store NYC. There was a great one of him signing a young fella's ball as well. For the This Is Why We Play. A very touching moment. And then he also tweeted out, Game Day Baller Game Day! !! Hashtag at Brooklyn. Hashtag go Spurs go. On your Patty. So let's get to it. Let's get to the game previews for Wednesday, January 17. Let's do it. Wiz at Hornets. Washington at Charlotte. Wall versus Kemba. Dwight Howard versus his old Orlando backup, Marcin Gortat. Hello, yes, is Paul Ashema. You want to bash Dwight Howard? Yes, please. Yes, please, Marcin. Bash Dwight Howard. Because you know what we say here on NBA Australia? Fuck Dwight Howard. All right, nice one. Give me the Wizards in that one. Charlotte are fucking horrible. Pelicans in Atlanta. Watch the Pelicans crap the bed after their big win in Boston against the worst team in the NBA. What do you reckon? Would they do it? Ooh, tricky. I reckon Atlanta might run them over. Give me Atlanta in that one. Sorry, Pelicans. Anthony Davis, back-to-back 45-point games, but I think Atlanta still win. Spurs at Brooklyn. Oh, Jesus. 4 years of Brooklyn Nets season tickets, and I've never seen Brooklyn beat the Spurs. I don't know what to tell you. Always a horrible one. Always a horrible one in Brooklyn. And the Spurs probably rest everybody and still win. Get him, Patty Cakes. I reckon Patty Mills is a threat to top that season high of 26 that he set 2 weeks ago against Brooklyn. No problems. No D Brooklyn. What do you reckon? Spurs win that one. Pistons at Raps. Kyle bitch-ass Lowry. How's that? DeMar take on Andre and the never-nude Tobias Harris. Kyle bitch-ass Lowry is a bitch-ass because he's dobbing on Big Ben Simmons. Big Simmons will beat your ass, Kyle Lowry, just saying. So Kyle Lowry gets to go against Ish Smith and the Pistons. Give me the Raps. I think they win that one. Bounce back from that Sixers loss. Warriors at Chicago. Great uniform matchup. Love this one. So this is at the Bulls as well. It's going to look pretty good. So we have the coward Kevin Durant versus Lowry. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. And yes, we call Kevin Durant the coward on this here NBA Australia because he bounced on Oklahoma City to go to Golden State like a fucking coward. You don't join the bullies, you asshole. Klay Thompson versus pseudo weird-looking Klay Thompson, Zach LaVine. That should be fun as well. Give me the Warriors. Chicago been good, but the Warriors are fucking the Warriors, man. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City at Memphis. The Zinger versus Gasol. And super cool Bees hanging out there as well. Bit of a revenge game. I think he got bought out by Memphis, didn't he? Give me the Grizz. They beat the Lakers. I think the Knicks are in a bit of a downswing. Heat at Bucks. Ooh, not bad. Man, if Jason Kidd hadn't run Giannis and Middleton and Bledsoe into the ground, they might have a shot against the old Miami Death Machine, but I don't think they have much of a chance. I think the Heat win this one. Even so, get him, Dele! Hashtag free Dele. Dele and Thon. The only plus minus of a positive plus minus the other night. And I don't know, got to play him a little bit more there, Jason. Heat. Well, I reckon, actually, give me the Bucks. The Miami Death Machine is pretty good, but they're just, I don't know, I just don't like them tonight against the Bucks. Lakers at Thunder. Lonzo still struggling with his knee, but it's okay because the Lakers will be able to impress Paul George with another hefty beatdown. Isn't that nice? Thunder win that one. Jazz at Sacramento. Jingling Joanie's Jazz Co. They really need to string together some wins or they're done for the season, huh? This is a tough one. The Jazz men are currently 17-26 and looking up at the 1-9 in the West. They're 5 games back behind the Clips. Jesus. Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower cannot come back soon enough, eh? Considering the Kings have admitted they're resting 2-3 vets a game, get in the tank! I think the Jazz win this one. And then finally, the Nugs at Clippers. Nugs on a back-to-back versus a Clippers team who were humiliated by the Rockets trying to storm their fucking locker room to beat up their coach's son. Love it. Gimme Wingen, Blake Griffin and the Clippers in that one. And you know what? That's all of the 10 games for tonight. Previewed. Let's do it. That's it. We're done for today. That's NBA Australia. We're done. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. You know it. You know it. We all love it. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at NBA Australia. And if you've got anything you want me to cover in this here podcast, let us know through Facey or Twitter. Just smash us a message, bro. Just let us know. Tomorrow, all the usual dumb stuff. It's Thursday, so we'll have Kiwi Corner and the Diary of Stephen Adams. And yeah, stick around for that. So subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a review and a rating while you're at it. But thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band, and vote for All Together, their amazing song in the Triple J Hottest 100. Go on. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes that you heard throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. And all right, that's it. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Woo! It's going to be as fun as hell, as per usual. What do you reckon? All right, so this is NBA Australia. We're done. It's episode 40. Can you believe it? Wednesday, Jan 17, in the bag. NBA Australia, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll catch us then. Later, Hosen! All right, welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch of Twitter Snowflakes from Twitter. Look, mate, with all these blue-haired, soy latte-drinking SJW snowflake feminists out there, look, someone needs to speak the real truth. And that's what Bogey here does, mate, on this show. I speak the truth, and if you don't like my opinions, mate, then you can get stuffed, eh? And look, because I don't have a job at the moment, I've got even more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Total win. Okay, so let's get stuck in for this week. Okay, at Keegan Carr, he sent me this one. He says, any ideas what we can use for a memorial? And it's a news story about some vegan soy latte drinking feminists wanting to put up a memorial for a crashed truck that had some chickens in it. So what do you reckon, mate? I reckon I will say, how about a KFC? Nice one, Boggy, because it was chickens, get it? How about this next one? Okay, so this person says, it's at Thomas, at T. Maxwell Neal. He says, on Twitter, you're not very good at engaging in ideas you disagree with in good faith. Well, what the fuck, mate? Fuck you, Thomas. I'm all right back. I disagree that you disagree on Twitter in good faith. Oh, look at that. I just tied him up in knots, bro. That was fucking great, bro. All right, what about this one? So the Herald Sun, my favorite newspaper, it has written out this thing. It's like, Nick Kyrgios was conducting a routine press conference after his first round Oz Open win before he was asked a bizarre question by an American journalist that left him stumped. And my mate Nico, so you know what he said? He's like, that's not even a question, dickhead. Like, what the fuck do I know about Colin Kaepernick and shit? Like, I've never met the guy. Get the fuck out of here. So how about, like, his response was really good. It was really well considered. So I'm going to tweet that one back out and say, well done. at Nick Kyrgios. Got to support your bros, mate. Got to support your bros. All right, what about this one? Oh, fuck this guy. Fuck you. So this dickhead at Bray Riot, he says, you are a 7 feet of piled up shit with eyes. Oh, get the fuck out of here, you dickhead at Bray Riot. Happy to buy you a mirror? Fucking slammed him, you dickhead. Fuck off. Nice one. Anyway, so how about what else we've got? So at Ian Miles Chong, he says, this is a Dave Chappelle skit. And this is all because of like this app that's like basically it's a bit of a play on Tinder. And it's like this age maybe needs like some sort of sexual consent and like swipe right for saying yes to sexual consent. Look, this is a touchy subject, I know, but fucking look, how about I tweet this one out and say, just spoke about this earlier today with the missus. She called this half jokingly. It's a real issue, bro. It's a real issue. Very big. Oh, how about this one? Who said, oh, this white Dolomite comes back at me and says, it's not the shittiest idea in 2018. I mean, sure, until someone hits yes on the app whilst drunk. Makes you think, bro. Makes you think, eh? What else we got? So, The Age, that fucking lefty feminist paper, has tweeted out, Mark Bomber Thompson arrives in Los Angeles days after arrest. Oh, why you fucking hassle the bro? Come on, get the fuck out of here, The Age. Let us know where he has lunch tomorrow, please. Jesus, you fucking numbskulls. Jesus. Anyway, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, there's another one. This is a pretty good one. At Rebecca Kavanaugh says, magistrate frees violent teen thug again despite 4 random street bashings. Oh, fucking bash you, dickhead, in 6 months. And his victims pleading to keep him locked up. Oh, jeez, it's just brutal. All right, let's get through with the sarcasm. Kid is just trying to train for his upcoming fight. Magistrate had a sporting background and felt bad. Hashtag excuses magistrates make. Nice one, Bogey. That's a pretty fucking good one, mate. How about the next one? Oh, so I've been sitting at home with not much to do apart from check Twitter and watch TV. So how about I come across something pretty good the other day. Check this one out. Ran into Married with Children clips on YouTube. Al Bundy 2018 would be a never-ending protest outside of any network that run the show. Crying emoji, yeah, that's what Bogey. Could you imagine that, Al Bundy in 2018, mate? It'd be fucking hilarious, I'll tell you. Anyway. And how about the last one? Okay, so Woj, that fucking weirdo who rings me all the time for no reason, he says, sources, as the 4 Rockets marched through the back hallway into the Clippers' rocker room, center Clint Capella knocked on the front door of the Clippers' entrance. Someone opened the door, saw him standing there, and shut it on him. This is pretty funny. Like, I've always wanted to bash Austin Rivers, but still, I never tried to confront him in the locker room, bro. So, anyway, what else? I'm going to tweet that one out and say, well, this would be pretty funny. Script for the next Netflix miniseries? Oh, yeah, nice one, Bogey. You caught it, bro. All right, that's it for this week. Tune in next week for more Andrew Bogut Slams, a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.